USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More people meeting in person this Thanksgiving compared to last year, which was more virtual. In New York City, spectators and balloons returned for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
It's live and awesome, and there's everything here. It's the whole vibe of the city coming together.
There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, 8,000 marchers, and 15 giant character balloons. There were a few new ones this year, including the Baby Yoda from Star Wars The Mandalorian. Also, some classics like Snoopy, Pokemon, SpongeBob, and Ronald McDonald. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and First Lady Jill are spending the holiday. He also thanked service members while visiting a Coast Guard station on Nantucket. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Scientists in South Africa say they've now detected a new COVID-19 variant. They say it has a large number of mutations, and they're blaming it for a surge in infection numbers where the variant is spreading. The BBC's Mark LaBelle reports Britain has banned all travel from the country and 5 other southern African nations.
Orders are being put up in response to them finding out this information at a very early stage. They said that they prefer more support was coming their way rather than this travel ban implemented immediately.
Emergency officials in Russia say there's no chance of finding any more survivors after a coal mine fire in Siberia.
3 people have been arrested in Russia following an accident in a Siberian coal mine that's now known to have killed more than 50 people. The mine's director and 2 other managers are being held on suspicion of safety violations. 6 rescuers are among the dead.
That was Sue Montgomery from the BBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's that time of year again to look for monarch butterflies. USA's Val Dior has this report.
Now that the summer breeding season is coming to a close, the fall monarch migration monitoring begins. JourneyNorth.org wants input, especially from Gulf Coast states. They ask that you please report all monarch adults you see, whether or not you think they're migrating south. Reports should reflect the number of monarchs you see at a single location, and submit photos if you can. The study was set up at JourneyNorth.org to help conservation efforts for a dwindling monarch population. Val Dior reporting.
Nearly 400 FedEx packages were found at the bottom of a canyon in Blount County, Alabama.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sheriff's office reported that company employees believe they'll be able to determine what happened once the packages are scanned into their system. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.